With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. It wasn't even close. Former President Donald Trump has captured today's South Carolina primary. Up next, Michigan and Tuesday. Earlier in the day in Maryland, Mr. Trump said the United States simply cannot have another 4 years of Joe Biden.
With four more years of Biden, the hordes of illegal aliens stampeding across our borders will exceed 40 to 50 million people. Medicare, Social Security, health care, and public education will buckle and collapse.
The investigation continues in Georgia, where an illegal immigrant is accused of murdering a nursing student. And the suspect's brother allegedly presented a fake green card to police at roughly the same time. The victim identified as 22-year-old Lakin Hope Riley. Also, at SRNnews.com, the president of France has been given a, shall we say, less than enthusiastic reception at a large farmers' protest in Paris.
At the opening of the Paris Agricultural Fair, French President Emmanuel Macron was greeted by angry farmers who blame him for not doing enough to support them. After a delayed start of the event, President Macron spent hours in an improvised meeting with some of the farmers to ease their concerns. Today you're fine. Tomorrow you're dead. Farming is like that. Why? The ups and downs of climate. Everyone is suffering through it. Avian flu. Falling prices. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Authorities in Eastern Caribbean are now trying to locate two people who are believed to be American citizens who were aboard a yacht. Authorities believe that yacht has been hijacked by three escaped prisoners from Grenada. This is SRN News. Key victory for religious freedom and parents' rights in Minnesota.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from six Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools. Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail at a rally in South Carolina. Mr. Trump vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology, adding, quote, "I can't even believe I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports." GOP-controlled state legislators battling that problem for some time. This is SRN News. You might say the Iditarod is in quite a dogfight. Ron DeRockster explains.
Claims of violence against women are roiling the world's most famous sled dog race. Two of the race's top mushers were disqualified this week, with one quickly reinstated just days later. 2023 Rookie of the Year Eddie Burke Jr. disqualified Monday on charges he choked his then-girlfriend in 2022, but the state of Alaska then dropped the charges, and he was reinstated on Friday. Meanwhile, 2022 champion Brent Sass was DQ'd without explanation. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Biden administration, leaders of four Columbia River Basin tribes, and the governors of Oregon and Washington signing papers launching a $1 billion plan. It will help recover depleted salmon populations in the Pacific Northwest. That plan stopped short of calling for the removal of four controversial dams on the Snake River. More details at SRNnews.com.